Giants training camp starts July 27th and practices are open to the public every day at 1:30 p.m. at the Giants training facility. July 28th is autograph day when you can come down and get the signature of your favorite Giant. For the full training camp schedule, go to Giants.com.
Now, obviously, Martellus Bennett, a big part of the offense last year. You bring in Brandon Myers, who had a ton of success in Oakland.
Yep.
Different body type, different type of tight end than Bennett. Or are you just going to try to slot him in and have him do what all your series of Giants tight ends have done back to Kevin Boss? Yep. Or are you going to use him maybe a little bit differently to take advantage of some of his unique receiving skills?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, the good thing about what we do offensively, it's a diversified, broad enough offensive scheme that we've always asked, you know, we never asked Plexico Burress to do the same things we asked Victor Cruz to do or Akeem to do or, you know, Steve Smith. So you find out what they can do and you try to focus in on those things and yet have enough alternatives so that when defenses start to cheat on the thing that you're doing most, that you give them an opportunity to take advantage or exploit that cheat, the cheating that the defense is doing. So it remains to be seen what he can do and what he can't do, because again, he was very much in that, you know, head spinning phase of the offense as he was trying to learn, you know, exactly what we were asking of him with our system. But the good thing is you can see a very mature guy that wants to do well. It's very important to him. He catches the ball well, and I think once he grows in, you know, saying, hey, I'm confident, I know what to do, and I can concentrate on the little things, I think he's going to be a very proficient receiver for us.
I know one of your focuses this offseason was to get the offensive line better.
Yeah.
You're getting veteran guys healthy, like Snead, like Deal, like Boss, and you draft a first-rounder like
right.
Justin Pugh. If you were to pick out one or maybe two things you would like the offensive line to do better this year than they did last year, what would they be?
Well, I thought they did a tremendous job of pass protecting. I think our scheme, we do a great job with our system of helping and cheating and our chips and our keeping the tight end in and doing the things that we have to do to give those guys an opportunity to be successful, keep the quarterback standing upright, because we always feel that that's our first and foremost concern. If we can keep him upright, he's going to win games for us. What I'd like to see is maybe be able to do a few more routes, patterns, concepts where we don't have to chip or be as reliant upon the tight end blocking and the back, you know, blocking as much. If we can get them out some more five receiver out quickly type of approach, it certainly makes it more difficult for a defense to now be able to defend the entire field when you're attacking it that quickly.
Finally, Ryan Nassib, in terms of the progress you've seen so far, how close is he to understanding things to the point where he can be a legit backup number two quarterback, or does he still have a ways to go?
Well, at the end of the minicamp, I would say he still has a ways to go. There's no question. He's learning, his head's swimming, and there's a lot of things going through his mind. The good thing is he's proven to be a very bright young man. He's got exactly the right disposition you're looking for. He's very serious about learning. He's very serious about mastering what it is that we're asking of the quarterback position. And I've always asked a great deal of the quarterback position. You know, part of it is to learn the offense, and part of it is to learn the, you know, changes from this play to that play, the nuances of why you go from that 37 to a 35 zone, making those calls. So we ask a lot of the position. And he wants no, you know, don't give me any outlets. I mean, don't start me slow. I want to learn the whole thing. And I admire that. I think that's the right, you know, quality you're looking for. I think it's just a matter of time. I think that's really what it's going to be, because right now he's not as accurate throwing the ball as he would, I think we believe he's going to be. And I think that just comes with, I know exactly where I'm throwing it. Now I can concentrate on actually doing it the right way mechanically, and I think he's going to be great.
Kevin, appreciate it. Thanks so much. Best of luck.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And make sure you stay tuned to Giants.com. Training camp is just a few days away. We'll have all the coverage right here on the only official site for New York Giants news.